personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He's a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to you.
going back again to the world and evil ways. Oh, and here we stand. We're standing for the Lord. We will fight a good fight to stay in the will of the Lord. Stuck on you, I've got this feeling down deep in my heart since I found you. Now I'm on my way, Jesus, deep in sin, falling deeper and deeper into my sinful ways. But now I'm on my way, I have found a new life. Oh yeah. Stuck on you, I found my place, and this is where I'm gonna stay. Now I'm on my way, Jesus, this is where I found the hope and the love and peace and the Holy Ghost. And now I'm on my way, I have found a new life. Oh, oh, so mighty glad I found a new life. Faithful saying, Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus came into the world to save a sinner like me. I was lost in sin and shame, but you gave your life to save me. To be with you, Lord, I'm gonna stick with you, 'cause I'm stuck on you. I've got this feeling down deep in my heart since I found you. Now I'm on my way, Jesus, deep in sin, and falling deeper deeper into my sinful ways. But now I'm on my way, I have found a new life. Oh yes, oh yes, so mighty glad I found a new life. Oh, faithful saying that Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. lost in sin and shame, but you gave your life to save me. I love the brethren, I love my pastor, I love the church, the beautiful church, the first love church, yeah. Lord, I love to be with you, Lord, I'm gonna stick with you, 'cause I'm stuck on you. I've got the feeling deep down in my heart since I found you. Now I'm on my way, yeah, my Jesus. I was deep in sin, was falling deeper and deeper and deeper into sinful ways. But now I'm on my way. See, I have found a new life. Have you found a new life? Lift your hand and say, I have found a new life. I'm so mighty glad I found a new life in Jesus. I found a new life. I found a new life. Yeah, yes. I found a new life. Whoa, whoa. I found a new life. Sent on a special mission to be a preacher and a teacher, win the lost at any cost for Jesus Christ. I must plant a church and make it grow somehow. This is my mission, the work of God. But I need the anointing breaks the yoke. Without the power, I cannot overcome the world. I know it's not by power, it is not by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. I can't go if I'm going without Jesus. I can't preach if I'm preaching without Jesus. I can't go if I'm going without Jesus. I can't sing if I'm singing without Jesus. Times I feel I'm worthless. There are times I feel I'm helpless. How could God use a nobody like me? When I think of all my weaknesses, my failures, I wonder what I could ever do for God. So I've been praying and saying, Lord, please choose another person, someone special and someone more qualified. But the Lord insists that I should go for Him. So I've been praying, oh, I can go if I'm going without your presence. I can't preach if I'm preaching without your presence. I can't go if I'm going without your presence. I can't sing. I'm singing without your presence. I couldn't go. Willing that any should perish. He loves everyone, and so must we. A soul is a soul, and it's precious to God. Maybe a lawyer, maybe maybe a farmer, maybe a teacher, maybe a trader, maybe a plumber. A soul is a soul, and it's precious to God. Soul is a soul, and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone, and so must we. Soul is a soul, and it's precious to God. Soul is a soul, and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone, and so must we. Soul is a soul, and it's precious to God. Oh, oh, oh. your life. Do you even care about the souls? They are precious to God, don't you know? Soul is a soul and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone and so must we. Soul is a soul and it's precious to God. Soul is a soul and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone and so must we. Soul is a soul and it's precious to God. Shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Soul is a soul and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone and so must we. Soul is a soul and it's precious to God. Soul is a soul and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone and so must we. Soul is a soul and it's precious to God. Even if you gain the whole world, it will not be worth your soul. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? If you gain the whole world, it will not be worth your soul. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Things I did, the places I went. I hope I never sinned. I regret the way I lived. I hope I never sinned. Please let me go back. I don't want to say, can I go back to do some more? I don't wanna say, I wanna go back. I don't wanna say, I wanna go back. I don't wanna say, I wanna go back. When I get to heaven,
I'll roam the streets and the highways. I'll walk the lanes. I'll see the heroes of the faith. Compare myself to those who shine like the stars and receive crowns. I hope I'll never say I regret the way I lived. I hope I'll never say, please let me go back. I don't want to say, can I go back to some more? I don't want to say, I want to go back. I don't want to say, I want to go back. I don't want to say, I want to go back. When you get to heaven, you see your folks from church and friends. The first will be last, and then the last will be the first. And I hope you be among the last who become the first. I hope I never say I regret the way I lived. I hope I never.
Just go back and be good to my man, in secret and in public. I want to obey what the word of God says. Oh, 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 oh. I want to be a virtuous woman. 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 Listen, there are so many different kinds of women. I know I could be any kind of woman. I could be an angry woman. I could be a brooding woman. I could be an odious woman. I could be a contentious woman. A virtuous woman. I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. What kind of woman are you gonna be? God is gonna judge you. God is gonna judge you for the way you be and how you treat your man. Say, what kind of woman are you gonna be? God is gonna judge you. God is gonna judge you for the way you think and how you're treating your man. Oh, 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 oh. I am gonna be a virtuous woman. I'll be good to him all the days of my life. I'll wake up early. I'll be hardworking. I'll bring him food from far. I'll gird my loins with strength. I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. 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 What kind of woman are you gonna be? God is gonna judge you. God is gonna judge you for the way you be and how you treat your man. Oh, what kind of woman are you gonna be? God is gonna judge you. God is gonna judge you for the way you be. How you treat your man. Now listen, I am gonna be a virtuous woman. I'll be strong, I'll be wise. I will look well to my house. I will not be lazy, no. I will not be idle. I'll dress in silk and purple. My husband is gonna praise me. Just woman. I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. What kind of woman are you gonna be? God is gonna judge you. God is gonna judge you for the way you've been and how you treat your man. What kind of woman are you gonna be? Say, I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. What kind of woman are you gonna be? Say, I'm gonna be a... Raise your hand, ladies. What kind of woman are you gonna be? Say, I'm gonna be... Are you gonna be, 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 gonna be? Say, I'm gonna be a virtuous. As for me, I'm gonna... I don't know about you. I'm gonna be a virtuous. I promise I'm gonna... I will not just sing the song, I'm gonna be.
Thank you.
another in the pipeline. He has been calling me. He has been praying to God about me. He's a really nice guy, you see. He has been praying and asking, oh God, is she the one? I have been waiting and waiting for him to make his decision now about me. I'm hoping it's me. Will he choose me? Oh brother, propose to me. Oh brother in love, please propose to me. I know that you love me so dearly, and I love you too. And I know that you wanna marry me. How long more for you, brother, to make up your mind about me? How much more time do you need? I can see it written all over your face. I see it in your smile and eye. I see the twinkle in your eyes. You are so gentle when you are with me. You are so caring, I can tell. Noticing the way you look at me. Oh, brother, propose to me. Oh, brother in love, please propose to me. I know that you love me so dearly, and I love you too. And I know that you wanna marry me. Please speak the word, my brother. Been waiting for you to propose. You have been writing all these letters and sending these notes all the day. You have been sending messages. You've been visiting me for so very long. I have been reading all your texts and all your words over and over and over and over again. Whoa. Oh, brother, propose to me. Oh, brother in love, please propose to me. I know that you love me so dearly, and I love you too. And I know that you wanna marry me. Oh Lord, please touch my brother. Please let him choose me and love me. He's the kind of brother I love to be with for the rest of my life, you see. Jesus, please hear my prayer, my humble prayer. Oh Lord, please let goodness and mercy follow me. Let good things happen to me. Let him say, I love you, I wanna marry you. Oh brother, propose to me. Oh brother in love, please propose to me. I know that you love me so dearly, and I love you too. And I know that you wanna marry me. Propose to me. Oh, brother in love, please propose to me. I know that you love me so dearly, and I love you too. And I know that you wanna marry me. Oh, brother, propose to me.
How many of you are having a great time? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come. It is time for the word of God. Tonight, I believe God is going to revive us through his word. So if you're excited, make your loudest noise. Let's welcome our
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the blessing of tonight. We're grateful. Touch us in the few moments we have together by your mighty spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight, I believe we are already blessed with all these wonderful songs. I want to share with you about an oiled life. An oiled life. Hallelujah. Exodus 29. Exodus 29 and verse 23. Verse 22. Also thou shalt take of the ram the fat, that covered the inwards, and the caul above the liver, and the two kidneys, the fat that is upon them, the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration. Verse 23, an oiled life, and one loaf of bread, and one cake of oiled bread. Oiled bread. And one wafer out of the basket of the unleavened bread that is before the Lord. There you see the expression oiled bread. We are talking about an oiled life. Leviticus 8 and verse 26. And out of the basket of the unleavened bread that was before the Lord, he took one unleavened cake and a cake of oiled bread and one wafer and put them on the fat and upon the right shoulder. Amen. Now, there you see the expression oiled bread. And you'll see that bread could be oiled, unleavened, depending on what we wanted. Unleavened cake, cake of oiled bread, one wafer. But the expression oiled bread shows you that the bread could be just normal bread or oiled bread. Now, your life can be oiled or unoiled. Amen. And when your life is oiled, so many wonderful things happen. Amen. Second Kings chapter 9, I want us to see an example of what happens when your life is oiled. And just one thing tonight, I believe, is very important. It's a blessing. We are blessed to be here. We are blessed to be in church. Wow. How many want your life to be oiled? Now, when your life is not oiled, it's a little different. Things are slower, is the main thing. It's slow. If you are pushing the metal on the floor or pushing two metals together, everything is tedious, slow, laborious, painful, and difficult, and slow. But when your life is oiled by the anointing, then things start moving faster. And you pick up speed. So whenever you see a phlegmatic starting to move faster, it's probably because of the anointing. Are you there? So, you'll find out that the importance of oiling, of being oiled, is you cannot over describe it. The importance of having an oiled life. A life that goes faster, faster, faster. Not towards destruction, but faster. Towards the targets and the goals of your life. The visions and purposes for God in your life. Speed comes to play. And speed is noticeable where the anointing is. Now, when you look at the life of Jesus, which is one of the, to me, I think going to Israel, there are many things to see. There are many things to learn. But one of the great things is to learn about Jesus. When you see the Lake of Galilee, which is where Jesus ministered the most and did most of his mighty miracles, you find that it's a small place. And from here to here, here to here, 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 cross. I mean, within 3 years, he touched the whole world. Up till today. We are here because of Jesus. We are here because of one man who came and worked so efficiently. Within 3 years, he was done. Methuselah was here for 900 and something years. And we are not so sure what he accomplished. Are you with me? So, when the anointing comes on you, you find yourself accomplishing, building, moving on faster, faster, and faster. Now, there are rates which human beings set. Like, for instance, they would tell you maybe you'll be married around the age of whatever. It depends on where you live. In some places, 15, you are married. Some places, 21. Some places, 25, you are late. Some places, 30 is early. It depends on the country. Those are human rates. But divine rates are different. I met with the business community earlier, and I was telling them that if they follow what I'm saying, all of them will build houses in their 20s. Yes, I moved into my own house when I was 20-something years old. Because the anointing makes you move faster than you would imagine you could move. You see, when you are in a bad school, you know, I did O-level. I didn't do this vocational, whatever they are doing now. So when I give the examples, I hope you understand, because I know that most of you did the ones they are doing now. But in our time, when you do O-level, it's grade 1 and grade 2. You get 1 is the best score, then up to 9 is the worst. And they take the best 6. So when you are in a bad school, maybe one person will get grade 1. And grade 1 is up to 24. So 6 fours is 24. 4, 4, 4, 4, 4. 4 in math, 4 in English, 4 in science, 4 in... There's 4, 4, 4, 4, 4. It's 24. It's grade 1. And then if you have 5, then you go to 25. So you have strong 2. A strong grade 2. All right? But in my school, Achimota School, distinction, it was up to 12. 12. Yes. And we if you had 18, you didn't do well. 18, 19, 20, 21, it wasn't a good score. You must have a distinction. And then we go into those who had 6 ones. Then we have those who had 7 ones. Those who had 8 ones. And then 9 ones. I had 7 ones. Yes. No, I'm not saying for you to clap. Me, I don't care whether you are impressed or not. Yes. So, you are comparing yourself with a very... This morning I preached about eunuchs in the palace. You are comparing yourself with a eunuch. A eunuch is somebody who can't bring forth the fruit, financial fruit, business fruit, spiritual fruit, ministry. And you are comparing yourself with a eunuch and say you are doing well. You made a mistake. So I was sharing with my business community. You know, when you see my business community, you may not know that they are businessmen. They are all children. But I have given them a powerful name. And you watch and see. I showed them. All of you will be asked, in your 20s. In your 20s. And I prove it to them. So, oil makes you go faster. If I put a huge metal like a safe and I put it here, you will see us. Everybody will start saying, I have back pain. This one will say, I've got this thing back. I can't push. Everybody will resign. Very heavy. If you put oil, you see that it starts to go. Yes. So your life is just about to start going faster. By the anointing. Yes. I was 29 years old when we moved into Collegonal Cathedral. 29. I was in my 20s. Yes. 29 years old. I was in my 20s. I was not yet 30 years old. You are here to receive an impartation that will make your life accelerate. Yeah. Through the goals. What do they call it? Milestones. In medical, in the child, we call it milestones. You must pass through the milestones. Some of you want to marry, have children. Some of you want to start churches. Want to do business. I mean, a businessman who doesn't have a house, don't even say it. I said what? Don't say it. A businessman who doesn't have a house. And you say you have stocks, you have this investment. Please, we beg you. Bonds. Are you James Bond? And I don't mean a car. I mean house. And I'm not talking about curse prosperity. I'm talking about curse-free prosperity. Rent-free prosperity. Prosperity where you don't pay rent. If you say you are prospering, show me your second house and your third house and then your estate. That's why when people die, rich people die, they say the estate. When they write the will, the estate of the deceased person, the estate. It's not about mentioning big words. You know, these people, you know, those who couldn't do science are those who do banking. You know, in school, they couldn't get science. So they do banking, economics. It's true. Nobody should argue with me. It is true. They couldn't do science. And because of that, they create complicated words to baffle everybody as though there is something we don't understand. There is nothing that we don't understand. You couldn't do even physics and math. You couldn't add. You didn't qualify. chemistry and all that. You couldn't do it. Stop pretending. Yes, how many admit that you couldn't do science? That's why you did art. So don't make complicated. Let's say the oil in Ghana, they found oil, and then you ask them where the oil is. They will start mentioning big words. Hedging, this, whatever. It's all rubbish. It's all nonsense. Take it from me. I'm over 50 years old. I can tell it's all nonsense. It's rubbish. These are people who couldn't do science. That's why they are mentioning all these big things. You have the oil here. Here is the country which needs the oil. Take it from here and use it here. No. You see, securitization of future earnings. Securitization of future earnings. Hedging and all kinds of made up word. Buffoonery, I call it buffoonery. Nonsense. That's why we are so poor. We are so poor. And the way we think leads to more poverty. Why don't we set up a committee, a 30-member committee, to oversee whatever the Ministry of Roads and Highways, they have not been able to move the road from Accra to Kumasi for 60 years. Dying! Hey! Just from Insawamo, it has turned into sand. Sand for 60 years. Why don't you set up a 30-man committee and give $20 million assigned to it to make sure that by 2020 we will drive two lanes to Kumasi and two, so that we will not be in danger. If your child goes to school in Kumasi, you'll always be afraid. It's marvelous. It's the way we think. Do you see? And I'm saying that all these complicated words, these bankers, and most of these banks are bankrupt. If you like, go into it and you see. They are bankrupt. They don't have. If you like, charge on the bank, everybody, money, bring your money. You see something will happen right now. So anyway, we are talking about speedy movement because of the anointing. So I want you to know that your rate, or the rate even of the development, the rate of improvement is very slow because you are comparing with a bad example. And you have to start comparing with a better and higher example. You see, some of us, we didn't even know about building. That's why you don't build. That's why many people give testimonies. In fact, I met a young man today. He told me his work is lending money. I said, "Where do you learn?" He said that when you preach and you say that you shall lend and you shall not borrow, that the blessing is to lend and the curse is to borrow. That is what is making him prosper. As he lends, and they come and pay. He's become a Jew in Ghana here. Yes. It's amazing. Your life is going faster. Yeah. Your life is going faster. Yeah. What is marriage that you should be struggling to marry? When you marry, you say, that, is this what it is? Is this what they've been, all these songs proposed to me and all these things. Is that what it is about? This is it. This is it. Your life is declared faster from today. Look. I want it to be in your mind. Yes. As the anointing is upon your life, the speed has come. Speed, fast. Sometimes I don't know why I work fast. I work hard and fast and long. Yes. One day I asked somebody who's working with me, I said, "So you, what is your experience working with me?" He said, "Tiredness and hard work." Yes. Hard. speed is necessary for any kind of greatness in your life.
Hallelujah.
Speed. That's why God anoints you. That's why we pour oil. So I go. You are going to marry and you are looking at the person for years before you realize you have sinned. Because when you are not married, that's when the person looks more delicious. More delicious. Hey! It's like a mystery. Fantastic. So speed is coming into your life today. 2 Kings chapter 9. Look at what happened when the anointing came on this young man. And Elisha the prophet called one of the children of the prophets and said to him, "Get up thy loins, take this box of oil in thine hand, and go to Ramoth Gilead." A what? A box of what? Oil. Hey, you are receiving more than a box of oil today. "And when thou comest thither, look out there Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, and go in and make him arise from among his brethren, and carry him to an inner chamber." So you see, what happens in the inner chamber is really what matters. That's why God wants you to pray privately. You will notice you never really find Jesus in a prayer meeting. Have you ever heard of Jesus going for a prayer meeting before? When the disciples said, "Teach me to pray," they never saw Jesus leading prayer. Shall we pray? Jesus was always teaching, not leading prayer. Or attending prayer meetings. He was always praying by himself. Yes. Praying in the inner chamber. You'll be there. "Then take the box of oil and pour it on his head in the inner chamber away from his brothers. And say, 'Thus saith the Lord, I have anointed thee king over Israel.'" This is, nice for us to see. But the next sentence is the sentence I want you to really notice. He said, "Take the box and anoint him. Then open the door and flee. Tarry not, run for your life." Because things are about to happen. As you have poured the oil on this guy, things are about to happen. Open the door and flee, run. When God anointed me in the medical school, 1988, I was in my final year. In Suhum, I was in my final year. And right there, just as I was approaching and I was doing my community health rotation, I think I left with one more rotation to finish. He had anointed me. Yes. When I came back, I was just left with a few months. And I became a doctor, 1989. That was it. 1990. We were in the canteen. From the canteen, we were in... people started to come to the church, who are still in the church. I met one of them this afternoon. From the canteen. God has blessed us, most of the people who were there are still here by the grace of God. Things, God started to bring the people from all over. Yeah. I got married. No one counseled me. It's important to marry. Don't do this. Do this. Do this. I just knew. Marry. Save yourself. Save yourself. your life is going faster from this moment of anointing. Yeah. So the young man, even the young man, the prophet, went to Ramoth Gilead. And when he came, behold, the captains were sitting. And he said, I have an errand to thee, O captain. And Jehu said, unto which of all of us? And he said, to thee, O captain. And he arose and went into the house and poured the oil on his head and said unto him, thus says the Lord, I have anointed thee king over the people of the Lord, even over Israel. Thou shalt smite the house of Jacob, Ahab thy master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel. And I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah. And the dog shall eat Jezebel in the portion of Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her. And look at the next verse, the next line. And he opened the door and fled. Wow, receive the anointing of the Lord upon your life. Hey, when you become anointed, your life starts accelerating. Better watch out. Things are going to accelerate in your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Are you there? Then Jehu came forth to the servants of the Lord, and one said unto him, is all well? Like, what's going on? Wherefore came this mad fellow to thee? Because like the way the guy was running, I mean, he ran there, he came there, then he ran away. He's like, ah, why? Wait till he man not see before. And he said unto them, you know the man and his communication. And they said, it is false. Tell us now. Tell us what happened. And he said, thus and thus spake he to me, saying, thus says the Lord, I have anointed thee king of Israel. Can you believe that somebody like me is the king of Israel? Verse 13. Then they hasted. You see, speed starts coming into everything where there is anointing. Yes. When you find a phlegmatic who is so slow, it's because the anointing has not permeated his temperament. You see, the best pastors are phlegmatics. Phlegmatics are the best pastors. But when it comes to moving forward, apostolic work, then the phlegmatism in it is, because phlegmatism is created by God. It's God's gift. For somebody who is docile, he's not affected by a lot of things. He will be permanent, like he will just be there. Do you understand? It's like he will be there. Whatever you do, he's there. This is what you need in a pastor. Do you see? But to move things forward, you can't use phlegmatism to move things forward. So unless the anointing permeates your temperament and changes you, you find out that even though God has given you what is needed to be a good pastor and a stable person, very stable and pleasant. Phlegmatics are easygoing. They don't move much. I mean, they're okay. You know, a phlegmatic has a certain engine within him that says, there is nothing I cannot handle. I'm okay. I can experience this. It's a wonderful temperament. Yes. But when it's time to move and move forward, if you marry a phlegmatic who is not anointed, you will be poor. He would most likely be a poor man unless he gets a UN job or one of these government jobs that don't require any movement or achievement. You just sit in a place and you are the director of this and that's it. You sit and rise as the years go by. You'll be rising high pay. high salary, nothing changes. Everybody who knew me in school would have described me as a phlegmatic. That's why they were all shocked to hear that I was a pastor. Yes, he's very quiet. He's very quiet. He's just to himself. That's how they knew me. Till God anointed me. You see, God met me earlier when I was in Calvary Road. And I had a vision, somebody standing by my side. That's actually when the Lord appeared to me and called me. You see, the anointing changes you. You can't recognize yourself. Me, I never knew what is choleric temperament. No. Speed. Failure comes with slowness in everything. Failure. That's why the anointing just increases your speed. Speed of thinking. Speed of decisions. I once spoke to a phlegmatic. I said, at least think fast. And he told me that, look, when you are phlegmatic, you also think slowly. He said, the thoughts are slow. I was very sad. Because I thought at least the thoughts would be fast and the actions would be slow. But he said, the thoughts are slow. Yes. So, when God anoints you, you start moving the pace. Anointed, run. If it's real anointing and it's prophetic and it's true, run away from the guy because all sorts of things are going to happen. And truly it happened. All the people around said, hey, you are the king. Let's go. And you should have seen from then. I mean, when you read, it's like you are reading a movie. What he did. How he killed the people. How he went to court Jezebel. He caught Jezebel. He caught Jezebel. All of them. He killed all of them. He called. He said he's a Baal worshiper. So all people should come to the temple. And all the Baal worshippers can say, surround them and kill all of them. He wiped out Baal worship in Israel. He was a very, the speed, everything was fast. So speed is necessary for your life and your ministry. Speed of understanding what is being said. You can say, oh, brother proposed to me, but there are things you also have to do. And you have to do it fast. When you are fresh like a lily. Fresh like a rose. Not when it's over. Every woman has what is called the flower of her age. The age or the time when you produce flowers. Otherwise, you are just a green tree. You can be a brown tree, a green tree, and a tree with flowers. These are three stages. A brown tree or a dry tree, yes, it's past. Green tree is like you are nice, but not nice enough. And then a green tree with flowers. It's like, this is it. Every butterfly, every bird is coming to rest on you. You have to think fast. Yes. Are you listening to me? So when the anointing comes on you, start to flow with the new speed of your life. Yes. Do you think I will be standing here? 5 years ago, I took a decision to start. I was in Niger. By the time I got to Bouipe, I knew that something was changing in my heart. Bouipe. I was going to Niger. By the time I got to Niger, I took a decision that I'm moving from the Kodesh in Niger. And then when I got to Burkina, the decision was fully crystallized in my mind. Yes. I even had a meeting, some people, and I said, this is what I'm going to do. When I came, I went to Legon or Chapel. Whoever the people were, I said, I've come. I'll be your pastor. Next week, I'll tell you the name of the church. Yes. That was it. Bishop Saki and Bishop Eddie did not even know. Yes. And when I met, I told them, I will not change my mind. I will not change. Don't make me take decisions that when I take some decisions, I will not change my mind. Rather, I will not change my mind. Yes. And that was it. We are here. And when we had nowhere to, I said, you know something? Find somewhere, any land. We can be there. We can be there. You are poor because of your slowness. You don't know. Think fast. Think fast. Think fast and take more faster. Faster, faster. Everything should be a little fast. Look, Ecclesiastes 9:11 is the famous verse. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. But time and chance happen to them also. In other words, he's showing you that races is fast. People who win races. This is a race of life. You have to be fast. Not fast in evil. Fast in thinking. Fast in decisions. Fast in moving. You have to be fast. Most of the governments, you know, they don't realize how fast they need to be. We are in March. We are just about to hit April. Basically, if you look at this government, all they have been doing is making appointments. A whole quarter of a year has gone by. And we have only four. You see, that's why people now need second terms. But a wise government always plans with one term. I'm here one term. What I can do, one term I do. Fast. Fast. So the slowness, and that's democracy, is not, it's difficult sometimes. Because our church is not run by democracy, so we are able to do. The government is slow by the nature of it. But although it can be faster. Because when they want to do things, they do. Yeah. All brothers. You see a brother, instead of taking a decision, sisters are haunting you. You are moving. Instead of taking a decision to set. You see, I took that decision at a certain stage of my life. Many sisters like me. Of course, I was a Christian. No. I was a Christian leader. All the leaders of everything, you will be liked. That's what I mean. If you stand out, I'm sure Brachetis, a lot of sisters will like him. And Ames, a lot of people. All the people who stand on stage. Once you are on stage, people will be attracted to you. That is how it is. It's natural. If you don't decide quickly, before you realize, so many things will happen. You may not be so content with your life. So happy. If you are a pastor, you have to think quickly with the church. That's why people's churches can't grow. They are not fast to decide and to see through. When the anointing really comes on you, everybody run. So if you are here and you are a sister, you are anointed. Look, fast thinking, fast decisions of your life. Decide quick and move. Keep moving. Major decisions bring major changes. Minor decisions bring minor changes. Start taking major decisions to upgrade your life. Upgrade your life. Upgrade your life. The anointing is on you. You have been anointed and anointed. What again do you want? This God is showing you. You see? You know, when somebody is anointed and you go close to the person, you always be confused. You never know whether, is it anointing or is it hard work or something. King Uzziah, the prophet, the king, you know, he was one of the anointed kings and a good king. But he was very much into inventions and technology. Yes. He made so many things and did so many things. So, and then you wonder, is it? And the Bible says he was marvelously helped by God. But when you go into the background, King Uzziah is a famous king in Israel. The one that, the day that Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, that one. He's called Azariah, but it's also Uzziah. It's Azariah and Uzziah is the same name. They call it Azariah, but it's Uzziah. That guy, He was so much into inventions and technology. And he reigned for 52 years. So it's important to think fast and start moving in a fast-paced way in everything. Everything. Yes. That's why I told my business community, I said, get your land. You build your house and move in. You'll be in your house practically. Practically. If I had known when I was in school, I would have, you see this land at Painters, I would have bought so many. I did it. This was bush. When I was in school, all this place was a forest. Look at how expensive it is today. One piece of land here can cost $500,000. Think quickly. Because the anointing is on you. You don't need any more anointing. You've been anointed at the beginning of the year. Yes. I anoint everyone at the beginning of the year. Are you still there or you are leaving? Yeah. An oiled life. An oiled life. Then they hasted and they took every man his garment and blew the trumpet saying, Jehu is king. Alright. And then they go on. Now, verse 16. So Jehu rode in a chariot. He's now the king. Huh? He rode in a chariot and went to Jezreel, for Joram lay there. And Ahaziah, the king of Judah, was come down to see Joram. Are you there? And there stood a watchman on the tower in Jezreel. And he spied the company of Jehu as he came and said, I see a company. And Joram said, take a horseman and send to meet them and say, is it peace? So there went one on horseback to meet him and said, that says the king, is it peace? And Jehu said, what have you got to do with peace? 10 days behind me. In other words, follow me. And the watchman told, saying, the messenger came to them, but he cometh not again. Like the messenger we sent to go and ask him, that, why are you coming? He's not coming back. Verse 19. Then he sent out a second on horseback, which came to them and said, thus saith the king, is it peace? And Jehu answered, what hast thou to do with peace? Turn thee behind me. In other words, join my convoy. Charlie, the guy is wild, oh. The anointing was working. Verse 20. And the watchman told, saying, he came even unto them, oh. The guy reached them, but he's not coming back. And the driving is like the driving of Jehu, the son of Nimshi, for he driveth furiously. He driveth furiously. Like the way the chariot is coming. Hey! Jehu is anointed and he's coming furiously with speed, the way the movement is. This is how your chariot must be moving from today. The chariot of your life. Sometimes I see sisters, you see a brother begging the sister. I love you, baby. Will you marry me, baby? She doesn't even understand. She said, no, no, I don't love you. I don't really love, no, I don't love you. I don't have a feeling. I don't feel moved. All the married people will be looking at them and marveling. Say, you don't feel the movement. Ah? Till it's past. And others who nobody is proposing to will be saying, ah, Lord, let this man come. Look my way, brother. Oh, brother, propose to me. Brother, please propose to me.
I know that you love me so dearly.
Know that you love me so dearly. I know. I see the messages. Move faster. Move faster. Move fast. Take decisions. Be realistic. Be practical. Be practical. Yes. Be practical. Okay? Be practical. Be pragmatic. Go and check the meaning later. Huh? Think quickly about your life as the anointing is on your life. God is making you go faster in everything. Speed is an essential component of victory. Victory over Satan in everything. We cannot accomplish much when you have a bad start and you don't quickly catch up and move on. Those of you who are in relationships that are not working, why do you force yourself to marry something that is difficult? How long do you want to struggle? You need to be quick to eject. Look, if you are in a plane that is going down, the pilots have a button. They press it. Bah, you shoot out. If you delay, you go down with the plane. Recently, two Turkish fighters came down, and I think one was saved and one went with the plane. I think one was able to eject before. It depends on the speed of the decisions, of taking decisions, of moving on. The anointing comes on you. Run faster. Run faster. Be spiritual faster. Don't go through a crisis in life. Your life is broken. You have developed pimple spots all over. Things are down. So, oh God, I now see. I now see. You are now seeing things. Why so long? I thank God I took a decision to be in full-time ministry when I did. Oh, fast. Yes. Bishop Saki the same. Bishop Eddie. Sir, God will take care of us. We don't know how. We don't know where. We don't know what will be. We had nothing. When we say nothing, nothing means nothing. But we took that decision. And I don't regret taking that decision in my life. And you know, up till today, I'm still waiting to see a missionary who regrets going, becoming a missionary. I'm still waiting to see one. All of them keep, yes, this, who is here from Chad? Where is he from Chad? Where is the Chad? Yeah, that's it. He came from Chad. What's the name of the town, city? In Jamina. Thanking me. As if I've given him gold. Come here, you are thanking me for what? Yeah. It's marvelous.
I was thanking you for sending me to the missions. And I've been so blessed. Very blessed. I can't even imagine it. It's just too much.
You think maybe he's talking about America, or maybe he's talking about maybe he's talking about Amsterdam or Paris or something. He can't even describe it. It's becoming emotional. Amazing. When you are young, is the time for speedy decisions to serve God. It's the time to see conflict that you don't need for the rest of your life. Any relationship that is conflict prone, jump out now. If you want to hear it in English, I'm saying now. Jump out now. Don't come and we'll be spending our whole Sunday afternoon doing marriage counseling about things that can never change. A marriage that can never improve. So you are glad you went to Chad?
Very glad. Very glad. I mean, finances, you just, it's inexplicable. I mean,
his English is even finished now. you speak French then?
Yes, French. French. We speak French.
So. Wow. And some of you, you see, you've done French in school, but you can't speak French. He's living in Chad and he's speaking French. You've all done French. You can't say even Je suis, Je suis. He said, thank you, young man. The chariot is running, driving furiously. Fast and furious. Is there not a fast and furious? Fast and furious. Your life is moving furiously towards victory. Hallelujah! Psalm 119, verse 60. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. Psalm 119, verse 60. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. One of the main things is when God speaks to you, you know, the reason why I had a camp in America, because I felt the Spirit saying to me, have a camp at winter time. So, you know, I kept on, you know, these plans. You know, I'm not so much a fan of America. You can ask Bishop Joel and all that. Not of the church, like the country. All those places don't, is not so wonderful to me. But I felt the Lord saying, go and have a camp. Winter. So I was so happy the day I was leaving, it was snowing. I said, oh Lord, geez, nah, thank you. I saw, because I could, like, it was like there was snow. Yeah. I made haste and delayed not. I delayed not to keep thy commandment. If I had delayed, Kadela, you may not be born again today. You may be on your way to hell. Proper. Practically. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandment. When God's power comes on your life, I must make haste and delay not to keep thy commandment. When you marry and you are counseled and you don't make haste to obey, by the time you realize and decide to obey, your marriage is spoiled. It's not nice. It's not a nice union anymore. It's not nice anymore. You know, oh, I've now understood the word of God. But now, there's no love. Because you can't throw darts. Do you know darts? You can't throw darts and arrow at somebody and say, when, as soon as it pierces, you say, I love you. I love you. What do you mean? You even be dodging the person. You spoil everything. And after you realize, wow, I've now seen. Bishop, you are right. Mr. Bishop, man, I love your word. You the man. But you spot everything. There's nothing sweet and nothing nice. You should see them sleeping in their rooms. 3 months will pass. Not even touch each other. This one is here. This one is here. This one is here. This one is here. They are only staying there because of children. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandment. Try to be quick. Hallelujah. When the day comes when you have to pay certain school fees and you didn't build your house earlier. You see, even when my wife told me that our child has to go to school, I challenged her. I said, why? Because I don't know what age, I've forgotten how old they were. But I said, what is the use of nursery? What is the use of all this? But we didn't have even money or anything for all this school and whatever. I mean, why? And you know, you don't have to go to nursery to do well. You don't have to go to kindergarten. You can join at a later point. What do they go and learn? What do they learn at nursery school? Even class one. You can skip class one. But It's just to give money. It's money, money, money. They are trying to. Don't look, those who did arts, stop trying to bamboozle us. We are science students. No, what I'm trying to say is that you can't skip first year, but you can skip 5 years old nursery for somebody to be looking after you. Even all these school, small school, where they go and they'll be playing games and, oh no, please. They sleep for 3 hours, they put you in the court, they bring you up, and they're paying all the, you can't skip it. So by that time, you should have been building your house. By the time you see that now you have to pay some serious school fees, you see that at least you have advanced, but you didn't do it early. By the time you are dying, and you see that your wife and children are at the mercy of creditors, that's when you realize that you should have built. So speed is coming. Now there's an anointing for speed on my life. And Philippians 1 says, you are partakers of my grace. Speed. You know, recognize people that God brings into your life quickly. And stop delaying to recognize. Don't be proud. Yes. I would not be where I am if I did not know Yonggi-chu. No, there are different people that I respect as fathers. Each of them has a role. Each of them has a role. When I recognize that role, it's very important. And it's important to recognize it quickly. I recognize it. This one is this to me. Do you think you will be seeing Ida here if she didn't know me? You never know her. You never know that. There are many people who can sing. Asian is famous because Mourinho liked him. And when Mourinho was no more there, there was no more Asian. Yes. When you don't recognize quickly, you miss. The person's relevance passes. So there are people in your lives, all of us. They're very important. You have to stay in the right relationship. Not only with me. I'm not talking about me. Talking about other people, me as well. Very important. Speed for your life. Fast thinking for your school. Fast. 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 I didn't struggle to not continue going to school. When I finished medical school, that was it. I said, I'm going to do parasitology and other. No. No. It's okay. Since 1982 up to 89, I've been in this one school. It's okay. I didn't struggle to know that it's enough. But some people, I know one person who went to medical school for 25 years. No, when you add all, it comes to 25 years. Almost 25 years. Yes. All my stories are, I told you that my stories are real. People. Pour oil on him and run. Things are going to start happening. Pour oil on him, run. Oil that has come on you is making you faster. 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 When I started Crusades, I sent a team to Lagos, to Nigeria. Go, Bonke is Africa evangelist. Learn everything from him. Fast. Yes. I don't know if I'll ever see Bonke again. But when I was there, in the last meeting, that I was with him. I knew where he would come. I told my wife, you know, I want to leave the hotel now. I'm going to the place. I'm going to sit there. And lo and behold, I went and I sat alone. It was like, why are you so early? I said, leave me to be early. And as I sat in the room, there he just walked in. So this is a meeting I've desired. Private interviews. And when he was ministering, I could see he couldn't stand. He couldn't stand. He prayed for everybody. And I looked, there was a crowd around, all around. He was standing there. And I looked at the crowd. And I said, he will come this way. I move alone. The whole crowd was there. I moved alone. And I went to the, he came straight to me. So that's good. And I escorted him. I was with him in the lift with only 4 people. Yes. As he was there. Speed. You have to think quickly. You miss everything. Slow thinking. He looked at me and said, you are a doctor. You understand? I said, yes. Billy Graham said, his greatest surprise in this life is the brevity, the shortness of life. It's so short. That's his shock, that everything is fast. I can't believe I'm in a few years, I would be 70. Some years. Yeah. Can you look at me? Do I look like somebody who has to be 70 years old? Yes. Amazing. Some are learning how to preach. Look at how long it's taking for you to learn how to preach in a church. In a church where we teach how to learn how to preach. In a church where we have messages that you can preach and learn how to preach by preaching the messages that we preach. And books. We are just about to release the Macarius, 60 books in the new Macarius. 60 books. You are not fast to catch into it. You see how fast the books are coming? Yes. And you may even think it's fast. One of the books I wrote it when I was in Guinea-Bissau. I mean, that's when I wrote it. I work all the time. I work during crusade. I work in the night after crusade, after preaching, after praying for everybody. I work in the night, at dawn. I work when I finish. You think I'm sleeping? You think I'm sleeping? Your face. I didn't mention your name, so don't make your face like that. Your mouth. Your face and your mouth. Hard, fast, and long. Yes. All my children are going to be fast. No. I was telling this morning, eunuchs in the palace. Yes. You know, my wife met a Jew. And the Jew asked her, your children, what do they do? So my son is a doctor, one is a lawyer, another one is in a medical school. And the man said, this is the dream of every Jewish woman, every Jew. Doctor and lawyer is their dream. My children will be doctors and lawyers. And I read it. One of the secrets of the prosperity of Jews is education. And I was talking about eunuchs in the palace. Knowledge. You throw away knowledge. And I realized that, you see, this is what I've started doing with all the children. I said, you'll be a doctor. So many of them told me, you'll be a doctor. And I didn't know that it's an anointing that's even on the Jews. It's because they're all going to be prosperous. I said, you'll be a doctor. You'll be a lawyer. You say you are doing biochemistry. As soon as you finish, you start medicine. You say you are doing, what? Nursing. Ask for nurses. Male nurse. I said, no. You cannot be a male nurse. No male nurse in this church. You will be a doctor in Jesus' name. Hey! Look at one here. I said, no. Stand up. Look, would you like this boy to be your next? Turn around, look at his face. You allow, you want such a person to be. We will be sending him to medical school. Many of my first love children, lawyers, doctors, accountants, engineers, top. I'm sending them. I sent six of them. I had a meeting with them. Six of them. I said, you finish. You are good. I'll do law. I'll do medicine. I'll do law. Oh! Yes. They are all my children. You see, I heard it. She was just chatting with me in the house, and she was telling me all her conversation. She always tells me her conversation. So she was telling me. And I was listening, and I was tapping. I said, it's a secret. How many years do I need to adopt it? No, I'm asking you, how many years do I need to adopt it into the children that I am looking after that God has given me to? I mean, how many years more should I think about it? These are children that are with me. Say you have finished school, you are 21 years, you are 22 years old, you finish, you have done whatever, what? Quality science, eh? Political science and sociology. What are you going to do next? Come on to the school. There's law, there's this, there's that. Finish it. We will attend your graduation. We will attend. You are young. Why? Swahili and Spanish. Now what will you do next? Swahili and Spanish. Are you not confused? Two languages. Are you not confused? Swahili and Spanish. You have gone to school to learn Swahili and Spanish. It will mix up with the tree and the ewe. Tree, ewe, English, Swahili and Spanish. When they speak Spanish to you, then you speak ewe. Look, I want to ask you a question. How many years should it take me to receive it as a revelation that Jews are these are like, why? Look, when Adolf Hitler came into power, there were 6,000 lawyers in Berlin. Jews. When you go to America, law firms. My brother-in-law was working at all Jews. They even asked him to leave. The reason they didn't ask him to leave, but he had to leave because they say he's not serious. Why is he not? Because he doesn't work on Sundays. You see, they Sabbath is Saturday, Friday night to Saturday. They don't work, but Sunday you must be working. You can't say you are going to church. When you go to Israel, there's nothing happening on Saturday. Sunday is the working day. All California here, all they are all Jews. All the hospitals are owned by Jews. Beth Israel hospital, this hospital, all Jews. All the banks, the money lenders. So my son, who is now lending money, I said, hey, I look at him, I said, this man is a Jew. He's lending money to bosses and other people. They pay him back. I said, wow, this is Shylock. Yeah. You see, you must learn quickly. How many years will it take you to take a decision? When I heard, I said, no, I will encourage. I've already been encouraging, but I became more anointed to encourage. Yes. I said, no, you go to school. Finish the school. Do it more. More. I prefer any day a doctor to become a pastor. More intelligent, more sacrificial, more diligent, more hardworking, more understanding. How long will you take to take decisions in your life? Please. Pour the oil and run. Pour the oil and what? Run. Pour the oil and run. Anointing is in the air. Receive speed in your life in Jesus' name. You will win every race from now. You will. You will. You will. Although Ida is a good singer, never struggle to tell her what to do. Never. And you see how she's excelling. I never struggle to tell her, do this, do it like this, do like this, do like this. Never. Not even once. Yes. Even if I struggle with her, it's a joke. Never. No, I'm serious. But how I struggle with others, there's nothing there. What a blessing. That's why she's singing, you are enchanted. You are enchanted. You want her to continue singing. Yes. Beautiful songs. Do you feel some speed coming into your life? An oiled life is a speedy life. I made haste to obey his commandment. I delayed not. I delayed not. I delayed not. Psalm 119 verse 60. I made haste and I delayed not to obey his commandment. When you hear a word, you know, people receive me over the years when I say something. So, it's your opinion. They don't see me as a prophet. That's why the blessings, the millions, we are working in millions. We are working in millions. How many people start churches and walk away from their headquarters 2 times? And the headquarters is still there. And we know, because we know the finance, we know the attendance. Our church is not, it's not imaginary. We know everything. Everything is digital. If you come, we know you came. We are enjoying it. You'll enjoy it too. Amen. Tonight marks the beginning of speed in your life. Now, I want you to advise me. How long should I decide that my children that are with me, I should advise them to become lawyers and doctors? If Jews, the wealthiest community in the whole world, the wealthiest, 40% of all billionaires in America are Jews. A very small community in America. 40% of all billionaires, they are all Jews. It's like half. You must be a Jew. Yeah. If you are a billionaire, you must either be a Jew or not. Almost a Jew. You will be among the top class. Lift your hands and thank him. You are running furiously. You are running furiously. You are running furiously. Furiously. Thank you, Jesus, for your strength. Okay. Thank you for your blessing. And thank you for your word. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lay your hand on your head now. Father, let your anointing rest upon everyone. And let there be oiled lives from today. Whatever is slow, whatever is dragging, whatever is drawn out, whatever is delayed, is speeding up now in Jesus' name. Is speeding up now in Jesus' name. Quick thinking, quick decisions, quick movement, quick progress, quick changes. Receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that the children you have given me, they are for signs and wonders. Amen. They will become the things they have been prophesied to become. Amen. As for these children, God gave them wisdom, strength, honor. May God give you strength and wisdom and honor. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing in every life. Amen. Lift your hand and thank him. You are here and you need speed in your life, come. Let me just pray with you. Just stand right there. Speed. Nobody on the steps, please. Nobody on the steps. All right, just stay where you are. I think everybody's coming, so lift your hands and let's pray together. Lift your hands to the Lord. God is giving you speed. There's so much slowness. So much slowness that is distracting. But God is giving you speed. Father, anoint your children with the necessary speed. Necessary speed. Necessary speed. I hear the word necessary speed. Necessary speed. Necessary speed. By the anointing. Never the same again. Never the same again. In Jesus' name. Thank God for it right now. You have it. You have it. Thank you. We love you. Praise you. Necessary speed. Necessary speed. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Say, I have it.
I have it.
An oiled life.
Speed.
Swiftness. I am running furiously. I'm making haste. I am anointed. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may go back to your seat. How many are walking in an oiled life? Oiled. Today. Wheels are going to turn faster. Quicker. Everything you are doing is going faster. Especially in your mind. In Jesus' name. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here today, you want to give your life to Jesus. Maybe somebody invited you to church. But you are not born again. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ this evening. Raise your right hand. I want to pray with you. I want to give my life to God. You came, but you want to give your life to Jesus. Lift your hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, you want to give your life to Jesus, come to me from where you are standing. Come with your hand up. Come all the way. I want to pray with you quickly.
Jesus.
Quickly, quickly, quickly. Come all the way. Come. Come on.
Come on to Jesus.
Come stand right here. I want to give my life to Jesus today.
Let him have his way. Come on to Jesus. Come on to Jesus.
I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. Come on. Lift your hand and say this prayer. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you today. I'm sorry for my sins. From today, I belong to God. From today, I belong to Jesus Christ. I give my life to God. I give my heart to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Please write my name. Please write my name in the book of life. I love you, Lord. I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.